Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some high school football. The East Thunderbirds, one of the two undefeated teams in 4A football as we speak, 4-0 on the season, and they get ready for their matchup with Natrona County Friday night. We've got the head coach, Chad Goff, joining us here on the program. Always good to talk to you, Chad. What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. How are you?
Doing all right. So off to that quick 4-0 start, this season. And I tell you what, you've really, dominated three of those four games. The Kelly Walsh game was a tough one up there, but you have to like what you've seen from your team nearly halfway through the season, right?
Yeah, I think they're a team that has shown improvement, and I think that's what you're looking for at this point. You know, I think we improved. Even last week after the delay, I thought we were pretty slow before the delay. Played pretty uninspired, I thought. And I thought after the delay and having a little chit-chat in the locker room, I thought they came out and really kind of just executed everything 100% at that point.
Is that one of those situations where it was kind of nice to have that lightning delay to kind of regroup, and even though you guys were ahead 14-0, to regroup and get a little, like you said, a chit-chat going?
Yeah, I mean, it worked out in our favor. Yeah. Plus, I was getting cold, so I really wanted to get back to the locker room and get a coat on. But it did. It worked out in our favor, and the kids responded well.
To have a game like that, I know that that's a tough situation on both sides of the football, but to be ahead in that situation where a game is called at the half, that's the second time that's happened in a game against South when there was a lightning delay at the half and it just kind of continued on. You know, would you rather be that way? I know it's kind of a tough situation on both sides, or would you rather get some other guys being up so big? I'm guessing you probably would have had some younger guys playing. How do you feel about that game being called at the half?
You know, it's out of our control with that lightning. You got to be safe for kids to be. If there hadn't been lightning, it would have been nice. We had a JV game canceled that week. It'd have been nice to get our JV some time in that second half so they can get their reps as well. But yeah, I mean, like you said, it happened a long time ago, and it hurts kids. You know, when that happens for the repetitions, I know South probably wanted more repetitions too, as their program trying to get better. And that's what's kind of where you're at this part of the season, about getting those kids those reps. So come later on in the season, you know, they're just more solid and more confident in their position.
I thought your quarterback, Matt Semler, built some confidence, I think. I know he had the one interception, but it was negated because of a couple of penalties. But, you know, he was perfect. He hit all 11 of his passes. You found those little underneath routes to Vance, and he went deep a few times. I thought Matt developed some confidence. What about you? Do you think that's a good game for him to show that he can progress through his reads and look and find guys open?
Yeah, I thought after that delay, he really came out and just he controlled it. You know, I thought he controlled the offense and put us in the right situations and made the right reads, and just each week seems to be getting more confident in that position.
Can you settle a debate that I've been having with folks? Is it Nagy or Naj, Vance?
It's Naj.
It is Naj.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it's Naj, but I swear I asked him, I remember the first day of practice his freshman year 4 years ago, and he told me Naj, and then I swear I asked him last year, and he's like, or Nagy, whatever. And I'm like, it's not whatever. It's either Naj or it's Nagy, but I call him Naj, and okay. He has never told me I'm wrong, so... I'm going to go with Naj.
So he told Jeremiah the same thing several years ago. It was Naj, and then before the season, it was Nagy. So I guess he really doesn't care.
Well, we're going to go with Naj.
I think so. Okay, I just want to make sure. I've been calling him both, but especially when he caught six balls, I'm like, oh, God, I need to figure this out for sure now because
yeah.
It's kind of like Ben and Benji. I mean, you always called him Benji, but everybody else calls him Ben. Okay, so you have Natrona coming up Friday, and we've talked about this on the show several times, going back to that state championship game several years ago and all the college football players that were on that team. I mean, on that field at War Memorial Stadium for that high school football game, there was a lot of talent on that field and a lot of Division I talent to boot on that football field, wasn't there?
Well, you know, it's pretty special when you talk about that. You know, last year during championship weekend, in college football, there were five kids that played in that state championship game, all playing on championship weekend last year in college football. And that's a pretty special thing for the state of Wyoming, you know. And that was a great game. It truly was a great game. You know, the kid from Natrona that went to Florida, and then the three kids, that two from Natrona, one from us that went to Wyoming, and then one to Washington. So to have that is a pretty unreal thing for our state, and it was a fun game.
Well, and to boot too, I mean, you guys, Natrona, Sheridan's got some talent that is playing at Wyoming now.
Yeah.
I know Baker's got an offer, and Dante Crow is gotten some time with the Cowboys. I guess it just goes to show that if these kids get an opportunity, whether it's a walk-on or a scholarship, they seem to really be taking advantage of it. In the Cowboys, Logan Harris is starting as a freshman. He's from Torrington. I mean, there is some talent. It's just not getting looked at, and kudos to Craig Bohl and some of these other coaches for coming out and looking for him.
Yeah, I think Craig Bohl's staff's done a great job since they've been there at looking at Wyoming kids and giving them shots. And you know, they're out in the schools all the time. There was a long time where I hadn't talked to a coach from Wyoming, and Bohl comes in, and these guys are here all the time, just good guys, and the kids seem to enjoy it, and it's good for our state.
I guess when they come in and talk to you, when a college coach comes in talks to you about a kid, and you talk to the kid about their options and everything like that, how do those conversations kind of work, Chad?
You know, I guess the biggest thing that I tell kids is you got to make sure you're making the right decision for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just be upfront and honest with them about everything. I think the college coaches, more than anything, are upfront and honest about what their plans are. You know, and then once they start boiling it down, you know, it really just boils down to them and their parents. There's a lot of things they got to look at. You know, that's the other thing. When they get out of those meetings, I always tell them, you know, check the depth chart. See what's in front of you. Is there already three freshmen at that spot that you're going to have to sit there and battle? Is there opportunity early? There's all of those things that you've got to look at. And then, like I said, it just boils down to them and their parents and what they think is best for them. And that was kind of the whole thing with Tevis, you know, when he was doing it that time was, you know, just leaving it up to him and staying away from the major part of that decision, because they're the ones that have to live with the decision. So we always want to make sure that they're making the one that they feel best fits them.
I'm curious, though, because, you know, there are some kids who will get scholarship offers at a lower level but get maybe that preferred walk-on or a walk-on offer at Wyoming. I'll use Ben Wisdorf as an example, and he chose the walk-on route to go to Wyoming, and a lot of others from the in-state have done that, and, you know, Ben has earned himself a scholarship now. When that comes up, do you feel like there's a chip on their shoulder? They feel slighted a little bit, and that motivates them, and that's a good decision for them? Or how do you feel about, you know, maybe playing at a lower level, getting a scholarship versus maybe getting an offer at Wyoming to play, be a walk-on?
You know, I don't really have too many feelings about any of it. When it boils down to it, I always tell the kids, nothing's personal.
Yeah.
The gentlemen that are recruiting you, they put food on their table based off the decisions they make. They can have a bad night. They can have a bad weekend and be fired on Sunday. So don't take whatever decisions they're making personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to do what's best for their program, and obviously, like I said, it puts bread and butter on their table. As far as the kids go, you know, if it is a motivator for them, it's great. You know,
mm-hmm.
any type of motivation is good. And so I guess the biggest thing I try to get across is nothing's personal at any level. You know, they're not trying to overlook you because they just want you to come for free since you're a Wyoming kid and you'd love to be a Wyoming kid. I think Craig Bolstaff's done a good job of giving the kids that deserve scholarships and making the other kids earn it.
Chad, talk about the Mustangs. You get them Friday night up there at Cheney Alumni Field, and this has been an entertaining game, to say the least, for years between you and Natrona. You guys got them 30-0 last year. They end up playing for a state championship. How much different is the team that you're going to see Friday night versus the one you saw the week two of the season last year, even though they've got a lot of same
different
guys?
Yeah, they're a lot different. They're more confident in what they're doing. I mean, you know, last year we were playing a lot of juniors. I should say they were playing a lot of juniors when we played against them, and they were a team that got better throughout the year. State started off really, really rough, and they're just a team that stuck together and just kept pushing. And that's what I told our kids the other day. They're a lot different football team, and they are a true team. You know, they don't have anyone stand out. They just do things well together. And so they do the same thing every year. They play tough defense, and their offense just keeps pounding away, and they're a team of opportunity. As soon as you can make them, as soon as a team makes a mistake, they usually pounce on that. And so it should be fun. I'm excited.
Good stuff, as always. Chad, we appreciate the time. Best of luck there up in Casper, and we'll talk soon. Thank you again.
Okay, thanks, bud.